The text begins on verse 1, shout triumphantly to the Lord. This is a repetition that he always says in Psalm 98. I believe it was not an accident that he began these words. The psalmist began this word by shouting your voice to God. Because God wants to hear what we have to say. I know at that moment I have to shout out to God and said, Lord, heal me. Have you experienced that before when you're in pain, you're shouting out to God? Like you're crying out to God? God wants us to shout it out to God. He wants to hear. The Bible says you didn't get it because you didn't ask for it. So I don't think it was an accident that the first part of this whole word from Psalm 100 is all about raising your voice to God. When we are in a moment of despair, in a moment when life does not make sense, when we hit a brick wall, when we're facing all the adversities of life, God gives us the opportunity to cry it out to God, to raise your voice to God, to say, Lord, I could not do it on my own. Help me, Father God. And from that, we begin to have a posture of humility. A posture that vulnerability is there. That we are human and not God. That's exactly what happened to me Friday. That I said, Lord, I cried out to you, help me. And God wants to hear that from us. We are designed to shout it out, to raise our voice to God. Whether it's thanksgiving and joy, whether crying out for needs or for help, he wants us to cry it out to God. And then in verse 2, what he says here, serve the Lord with gladness. In scripture, the word served here is used to denote both an overall way of life, but at the same time, it has its own personal use term. He speaks of a specific personal activity of praising God. It's like you're rendering honor to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. God reminded me also this last Friday of who I am and what God called me to be. To serve His church. To tender His flocks. And for some of you here, God always reminding us in times of trials and tribulations of who you are and how God place you here at this point in time on this earth. Your purpose, your meaning. A.W. Tozer, a well-known theologian, said these words. He said that, and I quote, that God wants to cultivate within us the adoration and admiration of which He is worthy. He wants us to be astonished at the inconceivable elevation and magnitude and splendor of the Almighty God, end of quote. I tell you, this is not just an abstract or a theory. It expressed most vividly when things are not going along our own way. I keep on going back to my experience because this was just very vivid in my thoughts and in my memory, in my hearts. And God reminded me to render honor to God. Because God placed you in a particular moment in life for a reason. God placed you in this church, in your community, in your families. You're a father, you're a mother, you're a daughter, you're a son, you're a grandchild, you're a grandparents, you're a great-grandparents for a reason. And you just have to render honor to God because of that. God designed you in that particular moment in time, because He wants to use you. He wants to use your gifts, your abilities, for His honor and for His glory. And all this comes back again to the magnitude and the splendor of the Almighty God. Now, what is interesting as we come to verse 3 here, He calls us to acknowledge. What did He say there? Acknowledge that the Lord is God. I think we have a failure of acknowledging God in many respects. I see a lot of celebrities out there, sports persons, people who are being interviewed in the World Cup, in the Wimbledon, which we just had the Wimbledon only last week. People are saying, you know, I did my best. I accomplished a lot. But I always give thanks to God for those celebrities and those who are well-known, who are acknowledging God and mentioning the name of Jesus. And that's what God wants to hear. The Bible says here, acknowledge the Lord your God. Acknowledge Jesus as our Savior and submit to His Lordship. We have to remind ourselves of who God is. And at the same time, remind ourselves of who we are. There's a power in words that when we acknowledge the goodness and the faithfulness and the gratitude of God, God will bless us. That's why it's important that should be our own posture, our own attitudes, our own behaviors. I always say, acknowledging the Lord, I cannot live in my life today. I cannot be able to get this retirement or this positions that I have or accomplishment in academics. I could not be able to finish my school. I could not be able to graduate. I cannot be able to be where I am now if not for your goodness and your faithfulness. All good and perfect things come from the Lord. Amen? And because we are called to raise our voice to God, we are called to render honor to God and acknowledge God, we got to open the door to God. Listen again to verse 4. Enter His gates with what? With thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. He used this, the psalmist here used an analogy of a temple on how we can open the door into God's presence. The gates were part of an outer wall that surrounded the temple grounds, and one entered the temple complex through the gates. As we enter God's presence, we enter His gates with thanksgiving. This image of the door being open to us as we enter is an invitation for us to allow the work of God to be indwelling on us. Sometimes we have this attitude of restricting, building a barrier, a brick, some kind of a wall that separates us. Especially when things get tough in our lives, when we face hardships, sometimes we close our minds, our hearts, and begin to kind of remove ourselves from the realm of God. Isn't that the most important thing that we've got to really consider, that when we are facing the hardship, that's where we know God is with us, that He will open up Himself to us as long as we allow Him to enter. And it is a choice that we have to make. Someone says that you can choose to grumble, you can choose to complain, you can choose to see things half empty rather than half full. But the Bible had another choice. The Bible keeps on telling us, choose joy, choose gratitude, choose appreciation in life, choose positivity. Because the only thing that can defeat negativity in life is having gratitude. And that leads me to the last part on these beautiful words from Psalm. How did it close? Verse 4 to 5. Hear this again. Give thanks to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good, and His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generation. You know, when this words was read to me by Alice last Friday, I said to myself, I know I'm still in pain. I know that it's not really easy to go through that. But when I heard these words, I knew that the pain is not going to be the end of the story. God reminded me that you're not going to be defined anymore by what you're experiencing. For I know that everything will be all right. For God is good. Isn't God good? Can you say that with me? God is good. God is good. When things doesn't make sense, God's goodness does not depend on our circumstances. It does not depend on all the things that are happening in the world, because God is an unchanging God. He's always going to be there. Everything else that we have, everything else that we give thanks, comes out of this, that God is good. This words from Psalm 100 brings us also to 107, verse 1, that says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He's good, for His steadfast love endures forever." You know why the word steadfast was put there? Because steadfast means something firm, something unbreakable, something unmovable. Isn't that what God's love is? It's not based on our performance. It's not based on our circumstances. It's unchanging, no matter what. Whether we're walking through the season of joy or struggle, God's love remains the same. That's why we can always give thanks. Our gratitude is not dependent on what we're going through. It is based on who God is. And He's always worthy of our praise. Friends, as we go out, the world out there speaks differently from the kingdom word. But the promise of God is that we have the assurance of this overflowing gratitude. An overflowing gratitude that God gave to us and we are called to give to others. So I challenge you this week to let your gratitude for God's steadfast love inspire you to show that love to those around you. Let's take time today to thank God for His steadfast love. And let's remember that His love is not dependent on any of your circumstances or my circumstances, but on the unchanging truth that we can hold on no matter what. May our hearts be filled with gratitude for His goodness, and may we share that love with others. Let your overflowing gratitude to God be a testimony of God's goodness to those around us. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said.